Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Midsters Podcast, your podcast for finding inspiration and saying yes to making the best out of midlife. Wow, this is going to be fun subject. Hopefully. Well, I always love summers. I still love summer, but I think about my summers, and we're going to talk about summers, listeners here, and how to make the best of your summer in this stage of life. And I think that there's so many years I focused on my kids and family vacations and those type of things during my summer plans. But as a child, it was almost like waiting for Christmas and Santa. I couldn't wait for summer to come because I wanted to go to summer camp. That was like the biggest piece of my summer. And my parents used to take us to the lake. I mean, we lived in Australia, used to go to lagoon swimming. I mean, not fish and chips on the corner on Friday nights. I can go on and on about my summers and how wonderful they were. And I'm very thankful and very appreciative that there are those traditions that are so associated with summer.
So maybe a way to start.
Yeah.
You know, I watch a lot of Top Chef. Top Chef is one of my favorite shows, actually. And often, like, the dish will be a deconstructed version of some classic dish. Uh-huh. So maybe the way to start is to deconstruct the summer camp experience and talk about its components, the things that you enjoyed that you can do now, maybe not as an entire 1 week or 1 month camp, but like, what can you do with your summer that would bring that to life for you?
I think everybody should sit in that a bit.
Yeah.
And do that. And we actually live that way with our kids. When they were younger, we'd jump in the pool with them. We'd go down a water slide. But we'd take them to summer camp. I would take them to summer camp with envy. Like, where's the adult summer camps? You and I have talked about this. And I'm telling you, listeners, I'm going to start an adult summer camp. I'm sure there's some out there, but we're going to do it.
And if you're interested in the idea of an adult summer camp, let us know. Let us know what kind of things you'd like.
Actually, you know, for every listener, if they're interested in adult summer camp, please go on AmericanMidsters.com. Find our emails, AmericanMidsters@gmail.com. Let's start a list.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be a motivational piece for us to actually do something like that. But in your deconstruction idea, which I like, my favorite pieces that I do now that were part of my summer would be canoeing and kayaking and water in general. I also, as you know, I'm very fortunate, I'm very blessed, I'm very privileged to be able to have a place that I spend a lot of my summers at. And we invite a lot of family and friends to come and do that and spend some time on the water for a few days. Sometimes it's 2 days, sometimes it's 1 day, sometimes it's a week. But I get to be a camp counselor. So I think of those activities that those children or other adults would enjoy, like crafts, gardening too. I didn't do really a lot of that in summer camp, except I remember like picking the dandelions, you know, things like that, that we would do. Or I would sit and just look for four-leaf clover. And I do that now in my own backyard in the summer.
Well, it's interesting because you have a place on the water in on the Chesapeake Bay that allows you to do some of the things, but it's available also even if you don't have that. So coincidentally, 2 days from now, my husband and I are going kayaking. There's a place in DC where you can rent boats, you can rent a canoe, you can rent a kayak, and we're just going to kayak on the Potomac because that to me is also summer. Getting out on the water. You don't have to live on the water to make that a reality, right?
Right.
Just find a body of water. You can go tubing down many rivers in Virginia. And you can go kayaking. So that's something that you can bring into your summer experience, which is great.
Yeah, summer's fun. You have long days, right? I didn't really notice the sunsets when I was young, but I definitely notice the summer sunsets now.
It's the summer nights that always got me. And a memory I have that's really distinct is being a kid, we would go visit my uncle, and he lived across the street from this little park. It was like a 1960s style park with like metal play equipment. Like you would never find that now. But we would ride on the little merry-go-round thing, right? And then we would run around with jars and chase fireflies.
Oh my gosh, that thing makes me think of Carmen. And I do want on a list, a goal list of me doing things is in North Carolina, there's apparently a area that is just tons and tons of fireflies. But I liked catching fireflies or just looking at them. I didn't have to catch them.
So did you go to North Carolina this summer as part of your summer bucket list?
I would. I mean, okay, I need to think about that.
And like go catch
fireflies. I would definitely want to do that. The other things that I haven't done that I think would be fun to do in the summer is the crafts. Like, I don't really do a lot of crafts. I do photography, but like, I don't know how to crochet. I don't know how to knit really, but that's not really a summer camp type thing. But what is jewelry making. And I don't really know how to jewelry make. I have like these kits of beads that I actually own because I always say I'm going to do that. But we should put a little group together and do an evening of just jewelry making.
You know what would also be fun along those lines? When we go out on the Windjammer every summer, for a couple of years, you bought those rope bracelets.
Oh, yes.
Like sitting and with a group of people over a glass of wine weaving rope bracelets. That could be very fun.
That's true. You know, you were in the same age period as me where the friendship bracelets have made a huge comeback because of Taylor Swift. But friendship bracelets have been around for a very long time. So those rope bracelets we kept for ourselves, but making them for others would be fun too. And the colors we think that they would enjoy are doing that. Okay, I think we might need a crafts night.
And, you know, my other thing with summer, especially summer evenings, is night swimming. I love night swimming. Yeah. I love the REM song, Night Swimming, because it reminds me of being a kid. When I was a kid, my mom, we had a pool in the backyard, and my mom would often like put us in the pool at 10 o'clock before we went to bed so we'd cool down,
right,
sleep better, so we didn't have air conditioning. I have always loved night swimming. And I have a good friend who has a pool who will go over there sometimes at night and swim. And sometimes when she's away, she'll just say, go on in anytime you want and swim. So my husband and I have gone over with the dog and gone night swimming with Phoebe.
When I think of night swimming, I have to say, I think of skinny dipping. So I'm sorry. That's more of a private thing than a public thing. But I can't think of night swimming without thinking of skinny dipping. You may want to cut that. I'm pretty authentic here these days. I've gotten used to this podcast environment.
So if you had a pool private enough, would you?
Have I? Yes. It's not would I. It's just have I. All ages. Yes. It's fun. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. Let's forget about that. But night swimming is fun. And yes, I've done it with clothes on.
Summer is one of those periods of time where you kind of are outside the bounds. Maybe it's because we grew up with a regular school year and summer was your, you know.
Well, there's no rules. There's not. I mean, you're so used to the rigidity, I guess you would say, of schools and waking up at a certain time, getting on a bus or going to school. I mean, summer is free. I was an 80s kid. I was lucky. I was able to jump on my bike and I wasn't expected to be home until it was dark. I mean, our children haven't lived in that life. I think that's why they love summer camp so much is, yeah, there's rules, but it's not parents' rules.
Yeah.
You know, there is a bedtime, but, you know, they get to do so much and they get to push things and do things that they're not used to doing.
Right. You know, you just said get on the bikes and go. Summer's a great time for going bicycling. And, you know, the story. My husband and I have very different views about transportation on a bicycle. For him, it's cycling, which is a sport, which is full on exercise. Yeah. For me, it's like I just like being outside riding around on my bike. And then in our area, there's plenty of places where you could kind of blend the two.
Right.
But when I was in California last month, I was with a group of women friends. And one of the things we did is we rented e-bikes for an afternoon. And we just rode through the California Napa Valley countryside, ended up in this place where we had lunch, did a little shopping, and then rode back. That is such a great summer activity. Just take a bike, go someplace for lunch and bike back with friends, with your spouse, with your kids.
It's true.
Cycling's so fun.
Yeah. So outside of summer camp, just thinking about summer, the things that I don't do, but I I love, and it takes me to this nostalgic area or a nostalgic time in my life, is just driving by or walking by a park and you're seeing kids play baseball.
Oh,
that is such a summer thing. And they're out there for hours, whether they're playing a game or practicing their pitching or practicing their batting. So I can't think of summer and not think of like baseball. And it's such a fun, I mean, we think of swimming, but also baseball.
You know, my husband actually sometimes goes up to the high school to watch the high school baseball team play, because our son played in high school. He played on the baseball team. He's many years gone from that now. But Dave's like, you know what? It's still fun. Like seeing these kids out there playing.
Yeah.
It's that.
It's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic.
That's like football. I think about high school football games.
Different season.
Though. In general. Yeah, definitely a different season, but still the same type of, you know, we are nostalgic about different things. How can people enjoy their summer more? We have concentrated so much on our kids because we have to plan for them in the summers because there's not school, and letting them enjoy summer. And then traditions was important, right? Mm-hmm. Traditions that they can carry on in their own families, in their own life, to let children enjoy their summers. But as an adult, it's a really fun, like the landscape that we can play with and do. And I haven't always done it. Honestly, I do have a place on the water. I'm put visits with, but even before that, just going and swimming, you know, at the neighborhood community swim, or making s'mores in my backyard with no camp. I mean, I did those things, sitting in the backyard with my neighbors and my friends, drinking a glass of wine. Those are fun summer things as well. But when I look at what anyone and everybody could do, I think that people should look at their weekends and just pick one little thing to do that is very summer-like.
Right.
I like putting my feet in the, we talk about this, in the grass, in the dirt, in the sand. Can't do it in the winter, but you definitely do it in the summer. Picking clover, looking at clouds, laying there.
Oh gosh, lying there and just watching the clouds go by, that is a highly underrated activity. It is really nice.
And you're never too old.
And you're never too old.
You're never too old, but we don't tap into that. I think we need to tap into our summer spirit.
One of the things I've started doing, which is a summer related, because it's starting to get warm here in our area. You know, we don't have a yard. We live in an apartment. Mm-hmm. So the dog gets daily walks. But in the summer, I take her out with a long lead to a local park. It's not a dog park. She doesn't really love dog parks. This is a park that has actual grass.
Right.
And I put her on the 50-yard lead, and she can wander like she's in a backyard. 50 foot, not 50 yard. Like she's in a backyard. And I can sit in a chair with a book in the sunshine, reading for a little while while she behaves like a dog who has a yard. It's a simple pleasure, but it's so pleasurable.
It is. You know, the other thing, and it is because we entertain family and a lot of kids in the summer. One of the things I enjoy, I love popsicles. And there were many years, you know, I'd give them to my kids and maybe I'd have one. But now if I'm handing out popsicles, I'm going to have one. Of course, I love ice cream year round. But I think of the popsicle as a fun summer thing and making them. So it's fun to make popsicles as well with fruit and fruit juice and so forth. And that's a real summer thing for me. You know, my kids would say, and I think they would love for me to do this, but one of their things is the keg of beer. I don't keep a keg of beer, but I do keep popsicles. Yeah.
I think some people associate summer with a keg of beer. For me, it's a pitcher of sangria. But, you know, that attaches to summer foods, right?
Oh, true.
Hot dogs are so bad for you. But if I'm going to a baseball game, I'm eating a hot dog. It just goes together and it says summer.
Yeah.
And corn on the cob.
Oh, my gosh. Corn on the cob.
Yeah,
I love corn on the cob. That is a summer thing. We have great corn on the cob on the Eastern Shore, and it's kind of that Queen Anne that comes from, well, it doesn't come from the Carolinas. It's grown where we are, but I think in different parts of the country. I think of New Orleans or Louisiana, the crawfish. So I think everybody has that food. And we think of lobster. Like in Texas, I never thought of lobster as anything summer. But we've made a tradition, you and I together, really, and trying to bring other people to that tradition where it'll be our fifth year chartering and hosting. Well, we're not hosting. But we're hosting. We're not the captain and own the business, but we are hosting women and enjoying a week of summer. But what reminded me of that is basically the lobster, because the lobster's now become part of my summer.
Yeah.
It's something in my adulthood that I never had in childhood that is just very, can 5 years be nostalgic? It's kind of nostalgic to me. Now I need to have a lobster bake, whether I'm on a boat or not. I want to do that every summer. That's been a fun thing. We can make that kind of a summer camp as well. And we do in some ways.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, we have, like last year we had a
karaoke.
We had karaoke. We had a watercolor
class.
And those are the kind of things you do at summer camp. Karaoke. I mean, I when I went to summer camp, it was a band camp, but we would have a variety show on the last night of camp. That's such a summer camp.
Yeah. What would be, this is interesting too. I think for listeners, if you were to create a week of an adult summer camp, and let's say you don't have to do it all 7 days or 5 days, and maybe you, as we talk it out, these things can be spread over the summer on, you know, a Sunday night in your own neighborhood, creating something, because they do a lot of porch parties or street parties. Is there anything that you can see that you enjoyed in your childhood summer camp wise that you would put into a week adult summer camp, or create it in your own neighborhood that might be fun? For me, I'm thinking of a talent show. I think that would be one. But what would your thoughts be of, like, you live in a neighborhood, you know your neighbors, you want everybody to enjoy summer. So it's, you know, Sundays from 6 to 8, we're all going to meet in the street. And what are we going to do? Is there anything that jumps out at you? It's a hard question.
That is a hard question. I think bringing a fire pit over which we could roast marshmallows and make s'mores, because that's...
Or have hot dogs,
or both. Hot dogs and s'mores. That's a nice combination. That would be a piece of it. Playing some sort of outside game. You know?
You could do kickball.
You could do... kickball is so fun. Or dodgeball.
Yeah.
Kickball's a little safer, I think.
You could actually get three families of adults together, because our kids are gone, right? And do something like that, or meet at the park and do something like that.
And, you know, one thing we do that we do, like, that we go to, but you could actually kind of recreate, is mini golf. In the summer, we always play mini golf. Mm-hmm. You can make a little, like, there's a cul-de-sac down the street from the house I used to own. You know, I could just visualize putting strips of that green AstroTurf down and making a little putting area, like, around the cul-de-sac, and making it a little mini golf course.
But, you know, I think there's so many, many benefits in adults doing that, and not waiting for your children to come home or your family vacation, but creating those things, because it actually promotes joy.
Yeah, it does.
Right. And it is living. Like, I love my alone time, and I like to, like, read a book or binge on something. But the opportunities of putting yourself in a season, tasting it, putting ourselves in situations that allow us, summer or any season, but specifically summer, to be able to know that you had a joyful, a wonderful, an inspiring, fulfilling summer, is putting yourself in those situations where you're feeling summer. It's that popsicle. It's your toes in the sand. So it's feeling it. It's enjoying it with others. That excitement from summer camp with all those individuals, like you're talking about kickball. We don't think about that as adults, because we don't have to. We are always trying to entertain our kids, or our kids entertaining each other. I think there would be a lot of upswing in our lives and enjoy summer. And it allows us to be better people if we're happier as well. And we're living, like, truly living, sitting on a couch and binging, which TV every once in a while, I like to do that, or read a book. But nothing speaks summer as outdoors does.
Yeah, absolutely. And beyond, like, the summer camp analogy, there's also, like, you talked a little bit ago about the traditions you make with your kids. Just because your kids are grown doesn't mean you can't still do those traditions. So when my kids were small, you know, we live about 2-3 hours from the Delaware shore.
Yeah.
And when my kids were small, a good friend of mine and I, her kids were the same age as mine, we would pick a day or two over the summer where we would just drive to the beach for the day. And in Dewey Beach, there's a public bathhouse, which is perfectly suitable for our needs. We would take the kid, we'd leave early in the morning, get to the beach by like 11, have the whole day on the beach, rinse the kids off, and then go up to Rehoboth. There's an amusement pier. Let the kids ride on the rides.
Nice.
We'd go out for dinner, and then we'd drive home. My husband and I still do that. Every year we pick one day, and we just that's our beach day.
Yeah.
Because it's not summer to me mm-hmm. if we don't have a day on the beach. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean we don't sometimes rent a home for a week on the beach, because we've done that too.
Right.
But sometimes our summer plans, our summer vacation plans don't involve the beach.
Right.
But I can't get through the summer without a beach day. That's just ingrained in me. And it's something I did when I was a kid. It's something I did with my kids. And now it's something my husband and I do. And we love those days.
Well, and it's so accessible from where we are. And Rehoboth. Yeah, I think you're alluding to Rehoboth in the evenings. Oh, wow. Nothing speaks summer like Rehoboth.
It's great.
People are out on the boardwalk. And it's like a 1950s, 1960s beach thing in general. But it is the one time I allow myself to have a few bites of a funnel cake.
Yeah. Or for me, it's a Core Brothers frozen custard.
Oh, yum.
That's summer. That is summer to me.
But as adults, we should do that. We don't have to have kids. I think that's wonderful that you do that. It's not that far from our place, so I do it. But I need to do that. I need to pull Robert along, because we both enjoyed that so much with our children as well. I think that's great that you do it. And we're very fortunate to be in a place that we can do that. But there's the other thing that everybody has to their disposal, I think, is the county fair. So even in Arlington County, I still go to the county fair, and it's not a rural area, but people, listeners, should look up the closest county fair. And you don't need to be kids to be there, but it is fun to watch. And the whole 4-H scene, I mean, I spent a lot of years in Texas, so I actually love to talk to those kids about what they're doing and what inspired them and why they actually picked that animal. You know, why a pig and not a horse or a cow? Anyway,
my county fair experience has changed, but I still go every year. I used to go just to take the kids to the rides, right?
Right.
Now I go inside to see the exhibits, like what are people putting in there?
Photography.
I know I should do that one of these years. I know. Maybe this year will be the year. But yeah, that's like an easy pickings. And then like if you don't have a beach accessible, going hiking in the summertime.
Right.
Or not even hiking. It doesn't have to be. Hiking to me speaks of like energetic, arduous walking.
Yeah.
Just take a beautiful walk in a beautiful park or someplace where there's nature, like things in bloom. Yeah. It's just
when the noise, like you're hearing all the chirping and you're hearing the birds and you're hearing the bugs.
Right.
But it is summer. I like to keep my window open before it gets too hot in the summer, and then open it towards the end of the summer just for the noises in the morning, in the evening, in the morning. I mean, it's great. And that is summer.
Mm-hmm.
That is summer. It's something you can't do in the winter. The noises are different. You're listening to rain and snow.
A summer rainstorm is good too. I will say one of the things I love, and I know it sounds weird, my daughter will tell you she's the same way. Summer thunderstorms. They freak the dog out, but I love them. I love that feeling of, you know, nature is bigger than we are.
Yep.
And it's interrupting our schedule, right? We're sorry to interrupt this program, but here comes a thunderstorm. Love that.
Summer thunderstorms are great. We used to go to Cape Charles year after year, which is on the peninsula, just the very end of the Delmarva. And one of the reasons I always loved going there for a week, and we'd always rent out this old house that was close to the pier, was because I knew there'd be at least one rainstorm. And opening up, it was screened in, so a screened in porch, but opening up even the windows that had screens, you could listen to that. I'm with you about the thunderstorm, and seeing it over the water, even better. But it doesn't have to be, but that's something to see.
There's so many sights and smells and tastes associated with summer, and exploring that and sort of opening up your senses, mm-hmm. that goes a long way to sort of reviving you for the whole year.
It's true. And I've mentioned this before. We did a little thing on our favorite things. I love the smell of fresh cut grass. A lot of people don't. And it does bother my allergies, but there's something about that I associate summer with.
You know, I'm with you on that, and I'll take it a step further. I miss growing up, and on Saturday morning, you know, we used to have the windows open because I said we didn't have air conditioning.
Oh,
you could hear all the lawnmowers going and everybody's lawn being cut, and that was part of the rhythm of summer. Now people have private lawn companies that come in our area anyway. Most people do, and they come during the week on different times,
right.
So you don't have that sort of Saturday morning. The air is just infused with the smell of everyone's fresh cut grass.
Right.
And you hear the lawnmowers going and you're lazing in bed and there's a warm breeze coming through the window. That was heaven.
No, that's true. And you hear lawnmowers, but it's not near the same thing. But yes, fresh cut grass.
So that's maybe something we can't recreate, but there's a lot there to work with in terms of summertime.
Well, I hope listeners will actually let it sit a little bit, plan their summer, just a few activities. And honestly, in an entire neighborhood or a group of friends, you could take on one summer night just and plan something with your friends. Mm-hmm. Because I do think of, it's going back to the summer camp of all the giddiness and the friendships and exploring and enjoying summer together. Though I enjoy my alone time and I definitely enjoy my time with my husband during the summer as well. We have our own traditions, but it could be just any Sunday in the summer and you can plan something.
Yeah. Don't let the summer pass without experiencing the season.
Yeah.
What's one thing you want to do this summer that you've never done before?
One of the things I really want to do is a sunset kayak trip. I've seen that. I know that there's a number of places around here. There's one near Chincoteague Island that some friends of mine have done. They've spoken really highly of it. If you get past the bugs, the sunset over the water with the horses nearby in a kayak, that's just, to me, an outstanding experience. I got to put that on my list.
Okay. One thing that I want to do, and I'm going to really try and do it this summer, is an adult summer camp. So if I can't find one, I'm determined to create one of some sort. So I want to relive summer camp as an adult.
If your ideal summer had a soundtrack, what song would it be?
Oh my gosh, I have to think about that for a minute. The first song would be Don't Worry, Be Happy. Because I think summer is carefree. And I think you don't worry. And I think that comes from us being kids. We used to worry about our school and everything we needed to do. And in the summer, it's like, what the hell? Just be happy.
I think that's great. For me, it's going to sound like a weird pick, but it would be Malibu by Miley Cyrus, because the lyrics are about going someplace she'd never been and getting a new perspective on being someplace with someone that she cared for, someone who bought her there.
Right.
And that idea of sort of a shared experience of summer and just enjoying being in this beautiful place, that sort of captures to me what summer's about.
Okay, I believe you, and I know that to be true, because I asked you for your favorite song, like old time song, and also something that was playing in your head. So I do these playlists, and one of the playlists that I cherish the most that I've done for 6 or 7 years now, those people that mean something to me, I always ask them what their favorite all-time song is and what's playing in their head right now. And I listen to that when I exercise, run, walk, all in the car. I listen to it off and on. And you picked you gave me the name that song of Malibu, and I listened to it. So I believe that I think of you when I listen to Malibu.
That song captures summer for me. The other, which I have to say, I would be remiss if I didn't mention it, is Pool Party, which is a song that my son wrote. And it's about someone not getting invited to a pool party, so throwing their own. And I think that that's a thing about summer, because don't wait for somebody to invite you to do something. Just jump in and have a fun.
You know, that is on my playlist. And I talked to you a lot. I was like, if any song's going to stick, and he's had songs that stick, but Pool Party has a sense of summer, has a sense of adventure.
And fun.
Harry J. Look him up on Spotify.